Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, we live in the age of interruption with our technology. We've got beeping, buzzing, ringing, don't we? And it's interrupting our lives continuously, night and day, and people have not only grown accustomed to it, they've grown addicted to it. If they're not buzzing and beeping, they start having withdrawals. What's wrong? What's wrong? Why aren't they calling me? Why isn't this? Why isn't that? I've been talking to people, pastors, ministers, about important things, things about the church, things about spiritual direction. And their kids come in and interrupt us. And they just stop and talk with them about Kool-Aid and nothing. And we lose the momentum and flow. Their staff comes in and talk about cutting the grass and this and that. And a lot of times just never get back to it. This is foolish, isn't it? I've had people, ministers, I'm talking, they came to me. We had just a few minutes of time, and this is precious time and important. And I'm trying to say something, and the phone rings, and they take the call. And they stand there and go, no, the blue one. Yeah, the blue. How much was it? Well, no, they got one over there for like $20 less. This is how fools act. Friend, just because somebody calls doesn't mean you have to answer. Just because somebody texts or emails doesn't mean you have to stop what you're doing and respond to that. If you do, now you are text-led, not spirit-led. You are email-led, not Holy Ghost-led. You are phone-led. How many of you understand this has become a big problem all over the place? I have seen this repeatedly in recent times. Parents are talking to their children and the child is texting while the parent's talking to them. If you do that, you're foolish. Because you're misrepresenting God to them. They come away thinking God is like that, and He is not like that. You got better things to do than listen to Him? You won't hear from Him. Did you hear me, friends? Do we want the move of God in our church? Do we want the presence of God in our homes? Do we want our sons and daughters to grow up godly, honorable young men and women that know how to treat each other and their spouses and train their children? It's not going to happen automatically, and it's not going to happen by us being so loose and lax that anything goes and everything's okay. I'm not talking about being hard, but I'm talking about being consistent. Even your little ones, they come and you're talking to somebody and they interrupt you. Don't let that go. Say, no, honey, no, hush, mama's talking. Here's the deal. Do it every time. You got to be consistent. Every time. Because you're teaching them volumes about God. You don't have to be mean. Don't yell. Don't scream. Just don't change. Are y'all with me, friends? Don't let your electronic devices guide the course of your day and your life. Learn how to be led by the Spirit. You know, people get upset because they call you and you didn't answer. I'll just tell you right now, I don't answer all calls. I don't want you to be insulted, but if I happen to be talking to the Most High God and you call, you know, He's more important than you. Or if there's other situations, you know. The thing about phones and all this other stuff, it's made it possible for people to be intrusive at their whim with no knowledge of what's going on the other side, on the other end. I make it a habit that if I call some, first of all, before I call somebody, I check my heart. I don't just have a thought run across my mind and reach and grab. So much of our communication could be reduced in half or to a third. If we'd just stop and think a little bit, we'd say, well, let me get through with this, and then I'll know more about that, and then I'll send this, and you could send one email instead of 10.
That's right.
Going back and forth and all this kind of stuff. And the time you would save. And the call. A lot of calls are frivolous and unnecessary. And realize when you're calling somebody, you are interrupting them. Now, it may be okay. It may not be okay. But what I do is a common thing, and I call, first of all, I check my heart, and I see if I think I should or not. But then, if I do, one of the first things I usually ask is, are you in the middle of something? Can you talk? If not, I call you back another time. Is that showing them some respect?
Yes.
And their life and what's going on? Should we do that kind of thing?
Yes.
Interrupting is disrespectful. Do you want to change it? Be aware of doing things that are interruptive to people. Coming into their situations, coming into their homes, coming into their services, coming into this and that. You want to show respect to their house, to their place, to their space, to their privacy. Let's don't be crude and ignorant like so much of the world is. Let's let God restore honor in our lives and in our church. Let's let our children grow up and learn how they ought to act and do. Do you know it'll make a huge difference with them in their life and in their occupation, in their profession? If you've got a CEO of a company and he's seeing somebody that don't know how to shut up and interrupts him 12 times, and then your kid comes along and is so respectful and got it all together, and when they talk it means something, don't you think that's going to make a difference as to who he picks to put in his spot?
Yes.
That's why the Bible said, honor your father and your mother. Why? It comes with a promise. It's going to be well with you. And you're going to live long. Is this important?
Yes.
It is so important. Let me go back to this in closing. What was the first one? Anybody remember? Ignoring. What was the second one?
Interrupting.
The first one, ignoring, I shared first service an experience I'll share with you again. Not necessarily because I want to, but because I believe it'll help you. When I first started working with Brother Hagin Sr., I don't know, a year or so after I had was working there, he came into my office one day. Just came in the door, pulled it to, sat down in the chair, 3 feet from me across from my desk. I was on the phone. And I let him sit there while I talked on the phone for 15 minutes. Eventually, he got up and walked out. And to this day, I don't know what he wanted to say to me. You might say, well, how could you be that ignorant? You wonder. Some of the things that I'm teaching you now, the Lord taught me. I learned. Not all of them the easy way. You know, there's different ways to learn.
That's right.
You know, one great way to learn is to learn from other people's mistakes. Don't make them yourself. Learn from what they did. That's a great way to learn. But let me explain to you my reasoning, and it you might understand it a little better. I didn't purpose to be disrespectful, and yet I was. Every time I think about it, it just makes me cringe. I think, boy, it makes me want to slap myself. But the Lord knew my heart. And, of course, we had great many years after that fellowship with the Hagins and ministry. But the person I was on the phone with was a minister, well-known lady minister, that had told me she was praying for me in my ministry and had gotten some things she felt like in the Spirit and was telling me about them. And in my ignorance and youth, I thought, well, this is the Holy Ghost. And so the thought came to my mind, well, who are you going to respect more? The Holy Ghost or this man? Now, did you hear the tone of that? See, you should know by the tone that's not right. And so this person was going on and on and on and on. And of course, you know, your flesh likes to hear about things about yourself. But I'll just tell you, I missed it. I should have got off that phone, lickety-split. Because this is my elder. This is his office I'm sitting in. His phone I was talking on. Are y'all with me? Do you understand this? Why are you saying that, Brother Keith? Because so many people, they know it'd be wrong to just say, I'm not going to listen, I'm not going to do. So they say, God told me. And God is doing. And so that gives them a blanket to disrespect everybody and ignore everybody and just say, God said. When God didn't say. God's not in it. God's not in disrespect and dishonor. I've had people that the Lord spoke to me to share something with them and give them some instruction, and I'm trying to say it, and they interrupt me and say, yeah, but God told me so-and-so. Well, now what do I say now? What do I say? Am I going to say, yeah, okay, God told you this, but I'm going to tell you something else? See, their pride and disrespect has closed the door now to the help that they need. Because, hey, you ought to do what God told you to do. When they shouldn't have said it like that. And this is one of the benefits you should get from your elders. Helping you to discern what is God and what is not God. And instead of making these strong statements about God said this and God said that, you need to talk more realistically and say, I had an impression and I thought maybe it was the Lord. What do you think? I had an impression. And be open. I'm talking about your elders now. When it comes to elders and people that are over you in the Lord, you need to understand this too. It's okay for you to wait on an elder. It's not okay for them to wait on you. It's okay for an elder to interrupt you. It's not okay for you to interrupt them. Do you understand? Are these some things that have been lost that need to be restored? Is God teaching us? Is He helping us? Do you want to know them? Are you willing to make some changes? Have you heard enough already this morning to make some changes? To do some things? Let's stop the disrespect. Let's stop the ignoring. Let's stop the interrupting. If we just did that this week and continue to do it the rest of our lives, we'd be different. Wouldn't we?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website, at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me